Well, Thanksgiving is a happy time. It's a time that a lot of folks spend with family around, sometimes an awful lot of family around, and that usually means a very large meal. Well, who has to prepare that meal? Is it you? Yikes, having to get everything coordinated ahead of time and then plan out so that it's all ready at the same time and then make sure it's done just right to everyone's satisfaction. Can be a very stressful time and a very stressful day for folks as they try to plan that big Thanksgiving meal. Well, thankfully for many years now, and again this year, the folks at Butterball, you're familiar with the folks at Butterball, they are providing their turkey talk line once again, so you can talk turkey in case you have any kind of problems with that might come up while you're taking care of business. You know, folks will struggle sometimes with what goes on when it comes to getting things prepared for the Thanksgiving meal. Sometimes there's so much stress involved ahead of time that they forget to do the things they should be doing up front to make sure that they're ready to get things started. In fact, I was reading some stories about the Butterball talk line, the turkey talk line, that they would get somebody calling in. At one point, they called in and said, hey, they forgot to thaw the turkey out for the big Thanksgiving holiday meal. Here we are, it's Thanksgiving morning, and I've got to do that. This gentleman's thought was, would it be okay if I just went ahead and wrapped the turkey up in an electric blanket and plugged it in to thaw it out? Well, of course, they immediately talked him out of that. They hear all kinds of interesting stories on the turkey talk line, especially on Thanksgiving Day, when so many people are calling in frantically wondering, what do I do now? Well, thawing is, you know, one of those important things, and, you know, if you haven't done it ahead of time, well, there's not a whole lot can be done to help you, but you can do it fairly rapidly too. You need some help, you can call the turkey talk line or check them out online and find out some more things that might help you out along the way. But they get all kinds of questions on Thanksgiving Day for all kinds of things, and there are some last minute things. There are some shortcuts and things that you can do. Maybe use canned or frozen vegetables, sauces, and gravies to speed the process up just a little bit. You can pick up ready-made side dishes and appetizers. Also, every store has a bakery aisle. Stop by and maybe get your desserts from the bakery aisle to take care of some of that important business too. There are lots of things that you can do. One of the things that's most stressful for folks when it comes to the turkey is determining when it's done. Everyone seems to have their own way of cooking a turkey. Most turkeys, no matter what type of turkey that you buy, will have instructions on the package and give you a general idea of how to cook it. Some folks like to brown it early, some brown it late. Some folks will thaw it out early and just let it sit in the refrigerator for a few days to do the thawing. Some folks will do it differently. But one of the main questions they get is, how do I know if my turkey's done? Well, there are some simple ways to do that. One of the ways that they talk about that turkey is done when a meat thermometer reaches 180 degrees, if it's deep in the thigh. At that temperature, the juices should be clear when the thigh muscle is pierced deeply. Or they say 165 degrees is the done temperature if it's in the center of the stuffing. If you have a stuffed turkey, when the turkey is done, you want to remove it from the oven and then let the turkey and the stuffing stand for about 15 to 20 minutes. Now, the common question they get too is, where does the meat thermometer go? Well, they say you can insert an oven-safe meat thermometer in the deepest part of the thigh, but make sure it doesn't touch the bone. That way, you put that in before you place the turkey in the oven. And for the stuffing temperature, the tip of the thermometer should be in the center of the body cavity. Also, you can insert the instant read meat thermometer in the thigh or the stuffing to take the temperature, but don't leave the thermometer in the turkey while you're roasting it for those types of thermometers. So those are some of your common ones. Deep in the thigh, 180 degrees, or in the center of the stuffing, 165 degrees, if you're going to do the meat thermometer thing to make sure that it's ready and it's done. Now, another thing, a lot of folks make an awful lot of food at Thanksgiving. If you're like my home when we were growing up, we always went to Grandma and Grandpa's house, and so did everybody else. There were a lot of people, but there was a lot of food. We had pies, we had all kinds of side dishes, in addition to turkey and ham and all kinds of other things there too. But lots and lots of leftovers. What do you do with all of the leftovers? Well, in the first place, one of the key tips about leftovers on Thanksgiving is make sure you store those leftovers within 2 hours of when you're finished roasting. Make sure you remove the stuffing from the turkey, carve the remaining meat off the bone within 2 hours, get it packaged up any way that you do it, and make sure that you get that put away. Now, you can store leftover turkey, leftover stuffing, and leftover gravy, but you want to do them all separately, and then you can refrigerate. But make sure you do check it out, too. Eat it within 3 days. You don't want to be one of those folks who goes back to the refrigerator 6 months later and tries to figure out what in the world is that psychedelic green-colored stuff that's in that plastic tub in the back corner of the refrigerator. It happens in everyone's household once in a while, but don't let it happen to you. 3 days. Eat it within 3 days. And also, if you can't get it done in 3 days, you can freeze the leftovers if you want to store them longer. Wrap them in heavy foil, in freezer wrap, or you can put them in freezer bags, but they do suggest that you use the stuffing within 1 month, and the turkey should be used within 2 months. Now, there are all kinds of leftover recipes, too, and it seems like everyone has their favorites, so we'll let you worry about that. When it comes to cooking your turkey, there are all kinds of ways to do that. You can roast it, you can grill it, you can deep fat fry it, you can do all kinds of things to it, but everyone has their favorite. Marinating and stuffing, those are issues that folks have on their own. Some like to stuff the turkey, some like to make the stuffing separately. It all works out very well. But there are also ways that you can save a little bit of money as well. You can look around for some savings and things too, and look for some in-store and online promotions for some of the things that you might be using on that particular day. Now, one of the things they do provide at Butterball.com is, in addition to like turkey recipes for your leftovers, they also provide a perfect portions calculator. And it's just simply that. You can type in the number of adults and the number of kids that you'll have. You can check the box that says, we want leftovers, or you can check one that says, we're big eaters, or you can check one that says, we are light eaters. And it'll give you an idea of what size turkey to buy. Typically, folks talk anywhere from about 3/4 of a pound to around maybe a pound or so per person is the size turkey that you'd want. You can also look around for some recipes that'll use some of the ingredients that you already have, another way to save a little bit of money when you're preparing that dinner. Stay away from some of the recipes that call for fancy spices or specialty items. Sometimes some of the things that you need to purchase on your own separately that you might not use any other time, that'll run up your costs a little bit. If you're thinking about doing something a little bit fancy just on that one day, think about how long that item might sit around before you may pull it back out and try using it again. And if you're looking to save a little bit of money as well, you might want to shop smart and maybe stock up on some of those non-perishable items. It isn't necessary to always buy fresh. Sometimes you can find some things that you can store away for a good long period of time, and you'll have plenty of opportunity to use those later. And also the vegetables, too. Be smart about those. Frozen and canned vegetables are often more affordable than fresh, and sometimes they can offer the same nutritional value as well. And another thing to do is maybe have a potluck, and for your next celebration, encourage some guests to bring their favorite dishes as well as part of that potluck opportunity so they can enjoy some of those things. Now, you've, I hope, already selected your turkey and got all that stuff planned out, so now it's time to get the important stuff done. Get that thing prepared, get it cooked up just right, whether you're having your meal as the noon meal or maybe a mid-afternoon or it'll be the evening meal. Make sure it's all done well and everyone has a great time. And if all else fails and you can't figure anything out and you're not sure what to do or how to make right what you've already done, there's always the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Whether you have a Butterball in the oven or not, you can call the folks at 1-800-BUTTERBALL. That's 1-800-288-8372, even on Thanksgiving Day. And they'll be open through Christmas as well. You can check them out and they will be happy to have live folks right there for you to help you out with that. Or you can go online as well to butterball.com and you can find their turkey talk line there. They have all kinds of tips right there waiting for you to help you out in that tight spot. It's supposed to be a fun day. Thanksgiving's supposed to be fun with family and friends and good food. It's not supposed to be stressful. So if you find yourself in too much stress, let folks who know how help you out. Hey, you have a good Thanksgiving and hope all your food is done exactly the way you like it.